Spiritual practice. Prayer for development.
The prayer, "Lord, help me awaken and not fall asleep," shows in what state one should be in prayer and further in life. "Lord, help me awaken and not fall asleep," to see myself realistically and not forget, to detach from filth and lies, to serve you and people until the end of my days. Allow me to know your will and grant me the humility to accept it. Teach me to forgive and forgive my sins, to love you and all your creations. Allow me to forever dissolve in your grace, and let it be so forever for your glory and for the good of people. First line, "Lord, help me awaken and not fall asleep." One should tune in to always remember God, one's development goal, and oneself. Oneself, one's witness. Be here and now at the same time. Awaken and not fall asleep. A person must know that they are in a dream and what awakening is. Otherwise, this line will not make sense to them. Here, preliminary spiritual practice with a bell and others is needed, showing what awakening is and what efforts must be made to avoid falling asleep. So after this line, one must enter into an awakened conscious state, witnessing, and continue the prayer in it. Second line, to see myself realistically and not forget. Repentance for what you see or have seen in yourself before. Achieve the appearance of this vision and experiencing it. Repeat several times. This is an even more fulfilled line of great wisdom. To see myself realistically and not forget. Do we see ourselves realistically? That's what we need to think about. Or do we only see an image of ourselves created by our imagination or imposed on us by others? How to see oneself realistically? How to know oneself? Perhaps seeing oneself realistically is not so pleasant, and we try to forget about it as soon as possible. Besides, I am different. I have many eyes, many different personalities, and I must know the entire repertoire of my roles, distinguish between personality and essence, in order to see myself realistically. To achieve this, one must observe oneself for a long time and try to remember it. Third line, to detach from filth and lies, to discard, to separate oneself from all that is dark and sinful, to cultivate a detached attitude towards filth, towards everything bad that prevents us from coming to God, to detach from the suggestions imposed on us, false goals and values, to detach from filth and lies. Here you need to see in which lies and negativity, self-deception, and seduction I am at the moment, what I usually identify with, and even do not intend to detach from, considering lies and filth something valuable or correct, considering them mine, justifying their existence within me. Fourth line, to serve you and people until the end of my days, to cultivate a selfless state, a tune for help and service to God and people. To serve you and people until the end of my days, to think about what I actually serve, perhaps negative emotions, lies, identification with everything and anything, my attachments and others imposed on me, desires to follow fashion, prestige, morality, prejudices, fears, etc., and not God at all. How to serve people? What should I help them with to be useful? Can I help them if I'm not able to help myself become better? If I indulge in a lazy, selfish state? I need another state for this. Selflessness, active involvement in the goals of the high egregore, being filled of a sublime state. Only then can I help them. Fifth line. Allow me to know your will, tuning into perceiving the signs of power, and striving to understand what God wants from us in every situation. Allow me to know your will. Everything around us and within us is the will of God. But do we see it realistically? Do we use this situation for growth and self-awareness? Or do we give each situation an imaginary, illusory meaning instilled in us by a sick society? Sixth line. And grant me the humility to accept it. Accepting all situations as practices, as lessons from God, and striving to learn from them, rather than indulging, justifying, or pitying oneself, getting angry, or feeling offended. And grant me the humility to accept it. Can we accept an unpleasant situation to derive benefit from it for spiritual growth, for self-awareness? Do we have humility before God, or do we just dwell in negativity, lament, grumble, and complain? And because of this, the situation becomes even heavier and more useless for our perfectioning. Seventh line. Teach me to forgive and forgive my sins. Forgiving all people, no matter what they do, because they do not know what they are doing. Experience compassion for them, and also not to feel guilt, indulgence, or depression towards oneself, but relying on divine help, tirelessly continue to fight against one's faults and failures in spiritual life. Teach me to forgive and forgive my sins. Can we forgive completely? Or do we forgive now and then start feeling offended, angry, jealous a minute later, remembering this situation? How to forgive completely? How to see the situation realistically and use it to expose our lies, identifications, negativity? God teaches us to see all these faults in ourselves, and therefore not to judge others, but also to see God's providence in everything. And then how can I not forgive if God Himself speaks to me through this situation and teaches me through it with boundless love? God can forgive our sins if we change so as not to commit them anymore. After all, sin is not just an action, but a distorted, painful process in our soul, leading to bad thoughts and actions. But turning to God can help us get rid of this wrong operation of our psyche, from negative thoughts or reactions, from delusion, complacency, self-justification of any weakness and ugliness. But to ask God for help, we must first see all this realistically and want to change it all, to stop it. But if we cherish our vices and cling to harmful habits, then God cannot rid us of sin. Eighth line. To love thee and all thy creatures, internally unite in love with all people and God. To love thee and all thy creatures. Can we love? Or is there something in us beyond our will that loves or hates? Do we control our emotions to love God, and even more His creations, which may not like in some way? This requires a special tuning. Can we tune ourselves like this? What prevents us? Does our love last long enough? We lack the energy to love. We do not have such a state. We can spend whole days in negative emotions, but we have not learned to be in positive states, all because we learned our reactions, inadvertently imitating the people around us who did not have an enlightened attitude or at least a positive attitude towards life. But there was a lot of negativity, fear, dissatisfaction, and psychopathy. And now we need to get rid of all this and learn to direct all this energy towards love. But despite the fact that a woman is more predisposed to love, her love, for the most part, is directed towards her partner, children, family, and it needs to be directed towards God, towards everything around. For a man, this is more difficult, as he is primarily focused on the mind and body. He needs to learn to be more emotional, in some ways emulating women, who are naturally focused on emotions, as their emotional center is more developed. First, it is necessary to strengthen love for what we like, as this is the easiest thing to do. Then, towards neutral things for us, and after that, to extend love to unpleasant phenomena for us. In the present state, we do not control our emotions in such a way as to evoke them at our own will, so we cannot love in the true sense of the word. But emotions follow our imagination, and by controlling it, we can indirectly influence our emotions. We need to learn such tuning that would allow us to love people and God. But we must remember this, desire this, ask for it from God. Love is the subtlest energy in the universe, just like God. And mastering it is the most fundamental task. The most important thing in our spiritual path is to attain love forever. Ninth line. Allow me to forever dissolve in your grace. Striving to merge, dissolve completely in God, in His grace, that is, to attain nirvana. Allow me to forever dissolve in your grace. Do we desire this? Do we strive to be in the grace of God? Or do we not even remember it, remaining in negative, meaningless states, obsessed with conflicting desires, and then lament that there is no happiness in life? But happiness can only be found in the grace of God, not in the acquisition of transient things. After all, the external world is fickle, and as soon as we begin to be satisfied with its possessions, the situation can change, and we begin to suffer. We need to see this in the simple and understandable facts of our life, just as the meaning of the previous lines of the prayer. Only then can we truly understand them by connecting them with our own experience. What we do not connect with the facts and experiences of our existence remains just a theory for us. We do not understand it truly, integrally. So there is no need to take anything on faith, but to see and experience it in the situations of our life. Tenth line. And let it be so forever for your glory and for the good of people. Entering into a state of goodness, wishing enlightenment, understanding, and love of God to all. Wishing to bring this light to the people of earth, to teach them. And let it be so forever for your glory and for the good of people. We need to consider, is there anything permanent within us? Or is everything constantly changing inside us? Now one thing, and a minute later, another? How to achieve constancy? After all, without it, all our achievements will be lost. First, we need to see how unstable everything is within us, and then strive for the spiritual state to become more stable inside. This can only be achieved through constant spiritual practices. What can help us in this? What conditions? What environment? We must strive for these conditions, for those people who can help us in this, because without this, we will not be able to achieve serious results. Like any athlete who strives to become a champion, devotes his whole life to training. We need to do this even more in order to achieve the goal of spiritual development.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.